Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Who hate watches or hate listens to something. That means, like, if something makes you angry, you keep watching it because it elicits a reaction. I don't hate watch Alex Jones or hate watch, like, Tucker Carlson or anything like that. I loved Howard Stern. That's why I listen to this. But I've been, and this is in no way disrespectful to our guest, hate reading this article over and over again, because every time I read it, it makes me irate, only because it has shown a light on such an injustice that is happening in our country. And I have nothing but the utmost respect for its author, and that's why we asked him to come on. But I needed you guys to hear what our next guest has written about. Paul Keel has written for ProPublica an article called, "If You're Getting a W-2, You're a Sucker." That's how I feel about it. And I just want to read a little bit of it to you before I bring Paul on to share with us what he's learned. Okay. He writes this. Stephen Ross is one of the most successful real estate developers, a billionaire, many times owner over. He's the owner of the Miami Dolphins. Ross, a former tax lawyer, once praised tax laws as particularly a creative endeavor. He is a master of the craft. His tax returns showed a total of $1.5 billion in earnings from 2008 to 2017, but he didn't pay a dime in federal income taxes during that time. I wanted to jump through the screen and wring Stephen Ross's neck, yet Stephen Ross probably isn't doing anything illegal. So we needed to find out how this is happening. Paul Keel is the author of the article for ProPublica. I just tweeted it out at Jordana WCCO. It is a must read, so please go take a look at it. And Paul, I'm so glad that you're joining us on the show. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
So were you as frustrated, and I'm going to ask how they do it, but were you as frustrated doing this research as I was in reading it?
It was mind-blowing to me, and that's what I was trying to get across. And I guess up front, I wanted to say, because I've gotten this reaction from some people that I was, like, thumbing my nose at everyone, is that I am a sucker. I'm a member of the sucker group. So that was perspective. Yeah. I was writing. The piece was, I'm someone doing my taxes this spring like everybody else. You know, spent the last year looking at the tax information of the wealthiest Americans, and the thing that continually blows my mind is the amount of flexibility they have in terms of what actually goes down on that piece of paper, the income tax return, as opposed to someone who is, you know, earns their income through wages.
Hey, right. Paul, this is Paul, and I sure appreciate you joining us today, because a lot of people are talking about this, and specifically your article. I'm irate, I'm not shocked, because it's the golden rule. The people with the gold make the rules. And, you know, there is no free lunch. If you make a big campaign donation to your favorite politician, or maybe your second favorite or third favorite politician, you expect something for that. And what a lot of the uber wealthy expect is changes, tweaks to the tax code, right? So that you know, they don't have to pay as much in taxes as they would otherwise. So doesn't some of this come back to campaign finance reform and just the way we fund our elections in this country and the way that politicians, you know, take these donations with strings attached? And one of those strings is make the tax code a little easier for me, my company, my business to manage.
Yeah, I mean, take real estate. So Stephen Ross is in real estate. That's famously an area that has gotten a lot of love from Congress in the tax code. And so you have the ability to do amazing things like develop, you know, generate losses even as you're getting vastly richer. But, you know, the argument has to do with lobbyists. It also has to do, you know, the general argument that, you know, what's good is for business is good for the economy, is good for America. And, you know, as a real estate developer in every district, ready to make that argument. A lot of our industries who get tax breaks, you know, on the same logic. And then you step back and you know, who owns businesses? It's, you know, business owners tend to be wealthier. And that's one thing that comes across is that all this stuff that's been put in the tax code over the years has accrued to the point where this sort of thing, is possible. But of course, the pitch is never like, we want to make sure that business owners never pay taxes. The pitch is, if you give us a tax break, we'll make sure that, you know, the economy grows better. It'll be better for everybody.
Well, that seems like a load of crap because it doesn't seem like it's working. And I just want to give another example from your article, Paul. You write about Kelsey Warren, a Texas billionaire who owns a natural gas pipeline company. He received hundreds of millions of dollars from his company tax-free while reporting losses to the IRS. So if you can, Paul, and I know it's wonky, but explain how they do it.
Yeah, in this case, it has to do with he's building pipelines all over the country. And what our tax system allows is if you invest in your business and like a lot of equipment, so he's building pipelines, he's spending money. Congress has basically said, we want to give you that money back as fast as possible. And so it's called, you know, bonus depreciation is what it's called in Capitol Hill. But basically, like, if you spend a lot of money to build a pipeline, you get that money back immediately. It's kind of like as an expense against your taxes. So when you go to Wall Street and you give your results, that's not how that works. That's just tax accounting. That's not real accounting. That doesn't really reflect how your business is really doing. And so you can have massive profits when you go to Wall Street, but then in your taxes, you have these big losses. But again, the argument for this is that it's great for the economy, but oftentimes the argument, you know, the evidence behind that is often not, you know, rock solid. It's sort of an argument that people make without often a lot of evidence.
So let me ask a follow-up on that. If there's not a lot of evidence, and I understand that President Trump was supposed to fix this, why are we still doing it this way?
I mean, it's a really powerful argument to say, like, you know, no one wants to go, I'm going to go raise taxes on business owners, or, you know, there's some fear about doing that. There's fear about, you know, if you want to, you know, take away some of the tax goodies that real estate has, they'll make the argument that you're going to make real estate more expensive. We're not going to build new buildings. And so that's what they're up against. But sometimes what that leads is to, like, more complexity in the tax code. And since, like, people want to put a patch on, that they'll say, like, okay, well, we'll give you this tax break, but if it gets too much, then you have to do this other sort of tax form to, you know, things like the alternative minimum tax that are supposed to kick in, but they don't really work. Like you heard Stephen Ross, literally a decade without paying income taxes, it was not caught by the minimum tax once.
So
that's crazy.
Paul, President Biden is trying to address this with his minimum tax on billionaires. To my knowledge, there are about 30,000 families that have $100 million in assets. And correct me if I'm wrong, the concern is unrealized gains, right? Their assets, you know, wealth breeds more wealth. Their assets continue to grow. They don't pay any taxes on that unless they cash them out. But the smart ones don't cash anything out. They just take loans against what they have in their investment portfolios, and so they never have to pay, you know, the huge gains that cashing out those investments would create. But is this what President Biden is trying to address to make the tax code a little more fair?
Yeah, his proposal is really aimed at, like, the Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos of the world. And actually, Warren Buffett is probably the best example of this in the sense that he's been able to, you know, he's had a long time the strategy of building his business and not paying dividends, for instance, keeping the wealth in the company and the stock. And so he's gotten to be like, you know, worth $100 billion. And ends up, if you look at his tax returns, he looks like, you know, a very well-off person who's earning in the tens of millions of dollars, but not like someone who's the top 10, you know, richest person in the world. And so, yeah, that's getting at that problem. And it would essentially make it so that they didn't have discretion in terms of what was counted on income and a tax return. Because like you said, if you don't turn your wealth, if you're worth like $50 billion more on paper, you can borrow against that. You have ways of tapping into that wealth. As long as you don't sell that stock, you don't turn it into a gain that ends up on your tax return. It doesn't turn into anything that's outside the system. And essentially, you can sort of sidestep the system. And so this tries to get at that problem, which is kind of the other side of the coin. Because like the wealthy can both erase income, like we heard with Stephen Ross, but then there's the other side of it, which is that you can control what ends up as income on your tax return.
Paul, what's the solution to this? Is it the minimum tax on billionaires? And if so, how much more could we be making, or the U.S., when I say we, I mean the U.S. could be generating in tax revenue for social programs, possibly?
Yeah, I think their estimate was $360 billion over 10 years, which is a decent chunk of change. You know, and There were pretty mainstream economists who applauded that proposal. It doesn't seem like it's going anywhere on Capitol Hill, although there is some support for it. It's just, you know, nothing really passes on Capitol Hill these days. But there are different solutions to a lot of these problems. It's not none of these are unsolvable problems. It's a matter of political will, really, to change things. And you know, and the Biden proposal would be a major change. And there are people who raise reasonable concerns like, you know, what happens, you know, stocks go up, stocks go down. Biden's proposal has kind of lots of moving parts to it that are supposed to address these issues. But it would be complicated. I mean, one objection I don't find very convincing is the concern that it would be too complicated, because one thing that I've learned over the last year is just how phenomenally complicated the taxes of the wealthy already are. And, you know, they have very, very smart, skilled teams of people who help them with their taxes. So, they would be able to deal with it, I'm pretty confident.
Sure. Yeah. Teams of lawyers, teams of accountants. Okay. And we can find a special loophole for you if the price is right. Paul Keel covers business, consumer finance for ProPublica. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us on CCO. Be well.
Fascinating. Thank you, Paul.
All right, my pleasure.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, it was, it made me so mad, Paul, reading this. And I like how Paul says that people say, oh, it's too complex to change. You know what? We can do hard things. Well, you know, if you can figure out how to not pay taxes on billions of dollars, we can figure out how to make you pay. I'm not worried about it being too complex. But the fact that it's political will, I mean, that just turns my stomach.
I keep waiting to be able to do my taxes on an index card. You know, I've heard that for the better part of 50 years. I'm going to come in. I'm going to simplify the tax code. Now, I think the tax code is way over 1,000 pages. It's... Yeah, it's impossible. And some people, every time you talk about this, people cry out. Some people say, oh, that's socialism. No, it's not socialism. It's fairness. It's fair play. Mm-hmm. Why should middle-class Americans pay more percentage-wise in taxes than the uber-wealthy? I just think it comes down to fairness, and most people get that. Pay your fair share.
It's a solvable problem. Yeah, as he said. And again, I tweeted out the article at Jordana WCCO. It's really a fascinating read if you want to take a look at that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.